Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
One thing that Jane doesn't have closure on is what happened in her relationship. And she wants us to try to help her get some of that. Hey, Jane, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Oh, how frustrating, though, to have a relationship end and not know why.
Exactly. It's just hard to move on.
How long were you going out with this guy?
About 2 years.
Wow. 2 years?
Seriously.
I know. It was a long time. And I just really want closure.
I mean, in 2 years, I mean, this is more than just I may see him Friday night, or this is like I've got a toothbrush over at his place. Mm-hmm. I've got a drawer over at his place. We love each other. You're starting to think about future and stuff in 2 years.
I did. It was a bizarre relationship for sure. But
define bizarre.
Well, we were friends first, and we dated for 2 years, but I constantly tried to keep it casual because I knew that that's what he wanted. You know, I just knew that he was afraid of commitment, so I promised myself that I would totally play it cool, and, you know, we never discussed our relationship, and, you know, if he didn't call me for a week or two, I didn't say anything, and then we would just reconnect, and this went on for a couple years.
And now you're confused on why he disappeared?
Well,
because the reason I'm saying that is because if you didn't really have to check in with each other on what you did on a daily basis, or if you didn't call or whatever, then
this went on for a couple of years that I just didn't pressure him,
mm-hmm.
and finally he said, "Look, why are we not exclusive?
Oh, okay,
this is crazy." And I finally confessed to him and I said, "Look." I said, I'm in love with you. I care about you. I have wanted this, but I didn't say anything to you because I didn't want to scare you away. And he said, that's ridiculous. And he's the one who brought it up. Why are we not exclusive? That was the last time I ever heard from him.
All right, so here you have a guy that wants to be exclusive. You give him that exclusivity by saying, I just didn't want to pressure you. And that's the very last time?
The very last time I heard from him.
So he really is freaked out by commitment.
But he was the one asking for it.
I know. Was he testing you or something?
I don't know. I mean,
it's weird.
Because then when I didn't hear from him that last time, I thought, okay, well, I'll hear from him. I mean, it was just a day, 2 days, 3 days. I still thought I would hear from him because that's just what happened with us. And I never heard from him, and that was 2 years ago.
So when you obviously called him to go, hey, what's up, never
Nothing.
Returns a call.
Never.
Email, text?
Nothing.
He is like he's fallen off the face of the earth.
Like he vanished. And I mean, then I heard like through friends that he was in a committed relationship.
Maybe he's on that island where the plane crashed and there's the hatch and all that stuff.
He's trying to
the polar bears and whatnot.
You obviously went over to his house because you just don't fall off the face of the earth. So when you show up to his house, what happens?
He wasn't there.
So every time you went there, he's never there.
Or he was there and he wasn't answering the door when he looked outside and saw whose car.
Maybe. To be honest, I have no idea. After he confessed to me that he wanted to be exclusive, I really thought that this was it. I thought, wow, finally, you know, I thought that I had been stupid all this time and you know, trying to play it cool and never discussing the relationship.
Because I'm trying to imagine being in a relationship for 2 years and somebody falling off the face of the earth, like
Literally.
Bert said, and not, and like you said, you heard through friends. Well, I mean, if you're in a relationship for 2 years, you have this kind of community of friends and I just can't imagine not being able to track down somebody just to find out what happened. Like where he works.
Like, are you sure? Don't show him up at work or
friends,
anything?
Yeah. Parents.
I tried calling him. I tried emailing him. I tried texting him. I went over to his place. And then it got to the point where I was just like, wow. like at first you think, oh my God, did something happen to him? And then you start to think, no, he just really doesn't want to see me anymore.
How much time was there passing in the from the last time the communication was until you gave up? So you had that realization, that wow realization. How much? How many days?
Gave up. Gosh. Well, I waited after after he said, "Why are we not? You know, why aren't we exclusive?" Then he didn't call the next day. So, I think I waited a few days because that was just the way we were. So that lasted a few weeks. That I tried to not every day, but a period of time, I would call him one day, maybe wait a couple of days, text him.
I just never heard of
something's
complete
weird.
And utter
disappearance.
Yeah, a disappearance. I mean, but the guy is still alive, obviously, because you have common friends.
Right.
But, I mean, this is...
And when I asked his friends 2 years ago, they didn't have any information.
This was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They didn't have any... Something happened.
Something's wrong.
Something's not right. Someone covering for him, because...
I don't know. I mean, it really hurt.
There's usually one, when you're trying to keep up, like if your friends are trying to protect you, mm-hmm. there's usually one person in the group that has the guilty conscience that will say, okay, I know what we're supposed to be doing here as a group, but I got to tell you what really happened. He's married.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't know it, or something like that,
Just to end it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm curious. I'm curious what happened.
I've never heard of an ending
bizarre.
Like this before. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would just like to move on, and have some closure.
Jay, you're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Tell us. What's up?
Oh, was he drinking? Were y'all drinking when he said that last thing?
Oh.
Because if he was drinking, then...
Yeah, but we were together for 2 years. It wasn't like just a one night thing where he said something.
Yeah, but it was an on and off thing. So, I mean, basically, you guys were just shack partners
for 2 years, like
shack
partners.
I mean, 2 weeks. I mean, if she allowed him to not talk to him for weeks at a time, of course, he was seeing other people.
But don't you think that even if the stakes weren't high for him, and he's drinking, right? Especially because they're not high for him. He just digs her because of the booty. Then why not call her back and just go, you know what, this is not for me. I got to be honest with you. It was just sexual the last 2 years.
Because he had never went to that point in 2 years. So he finally went to it when he was drunk because he was drinking. So he had that courage, and then he did it when he was drinking. So the next day he's like, oh, I'm an idiot. I've just ruined this.
It's still weird that he just disappeared.
And then she can't find him at home or at work or his friends. Like, at home, don't you see his car in the driveway? Or is there anything in the house? Do you ever peek through the windows? I think that's weird. You can't find him at home.
There's some reason that you backed... I don't feel like we're getting the entire story from you. Because there's some reason... Something happened that
it didn't.
Did. Because if you're, everybody's saying, oh, the 2 years or whatever. Mm-hmm. The reality is, I don't care if I'm dating him or not dating him. Mm-hmm. If it's a friend, if it's somebody I know, if it's somebody at work, if Wendy all of a sudden disappears,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen her every single day for the past year, and all of a sudden she disappears, I don't just go to her house for a week, and then I'm done with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I track down her mom. I call her friends that I know. I do whatever. We all do.
Right.
So, I did all of that.
And
don't know.
It was just like, we don't know.
We don't know what.
I said, can you please send him a message to at least call, to at least let me know he's okay?
Maybe you don't know what you did, but you did something that was so terrible.
Well, that's why we're going to place the call.
Right. You did something.
That's crazy. I didn't do anything.
Well, here will be the rules if we can get this guy on tomorrow, is that when he gives you, because you're really just looking for closure at this point. You don't want to resurrect the relationship, right? You just want to, you need answers.
I need answers.
For us to get him on tomorrow, my bet is that we're going to have to say, she's not going to come down on you. This is not a beat up, whatever his name is, that we'll assign him tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to beat you up. Just state your case and let her move on.
Right.
Can you live with those rules?
Totally.
Okay.
I'm just, you know, it's just, I mean, I admit it was a bizarre relationship, and probably because of my doing. And, you know, I just knew he was, he didn't want to be in a committed relationship. At least that's what I thought. And I let it happen, but it doesn't make sense.
Mm-mm. No. Hey, Kelly, good morning. You're on
Q100. Good morning. I just wanted to say I went through something similar. This is years ago. I bought a house, ended up dating the divorced man who lived next door. I was divorced with kids. And he just made it perfectly clear he didn't want a relationship, he didn't want a commitment. So I did the same thing, played it really cool, you know. I traveled for work, so I was gone for weeks at a time. And I had gone out of town for about a week or so, came back, and he just stopped talking to me. And he lived right next door. And then I confronted him, and he's like, well, you know, I started seeing somebody else, this and that. Then he came back over, started trying to talk to me again, and, you know, I wasn't going to date him again. 2 months later, he moved out. He got married and moved out. Never told me he was moving, never told me he was getting married. Never saw him again. And it just, he didn't want a relationship, and it just wasn't with me. And that's what I think was going on with her. Mm-hmm. You know, that guy wanted a committed relationship. It just wasn't going to be with her, and he found somebody.
But, I mean, to be so cowardly about it and not even a voicemail, not even a text, I never want to see you again, nothing.
I just think it's weird that, yeah, like Wendy was saying, the family, the friends, the...
Weird.
Yeah. Seriously. Something's...
Odd. Middle of the night? Go over there in the middle of the night. He's got to be home sleeping.
Well, let's see if we can get... This was 2 years ago, you said?
Yes.
2 years ago. So we'll see if the guy has any kind of guilty conscience about the way he ended the entire thing. And we'll see if we can sort of strong arm him to come on with us. And at least you might be able to get the closure that you want. But again, the only way we're going to be able to get this dude on is if you promise that you're not going to beat him up. You're not going to yell at him. You need to know what happened so you can move on.
I mean, I might beat him up.
Well, I mean, you made the agreement, though.
No, you can't.
No, I won't beat him up.
You just got to know.
I just have to know, yeah.
Okay.
Bizarre. All right, let me put you on hold. We'll get some more info from you, and we'll see if we can get the guy on.
Thank you.
Okay, hold on. Weird, huh?
Weird.
Something ain't right. There's a piece of this puzzle missing that we're not hearing because we're not hearing his side of the whole thing.
Right.
I think she's definitely shady, and I think she knows what she did. And I think she either knows what she did or there's some other reason she wants to connect with him.
If she knows what she did, though, and it's so bad, then why would she open up the door for this guy to come on publicly and just hammer away at her and make her look strange?
Or she knows what he did. Something happened. She knows something significant happened at the end. Because she didn't. Like I said, if one of us went missing, you know what I mean? Like, just dropped it. Like, let's say we're not coworkers.
And, you know.
Yeah. Except for me, apparently. But if one of us just disappears, right? And we're not coworkers, we're friends. And we're all hanging out, and all of a sudden Wendy's not around anymore, and we start to track her down. We don't stop until we have an answer of somebody saying, yeah, she's just over you guys. And she doesn't want to be friends
and
anymore.
And every single person in Wendy's life says, eh, it's not
right.
Around.
I don't think she looked for him.
Something
I really
right.
don't. I don't think she even pursued it.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Neo hangs out with the Burt Show. What's going on, dude?
Hey. I'm good, man. What's going on with you?
Welcome back.
Thank you. Happy to be back.
Man, it's good to have you back on. It really is. When's the next time you're coming to Atlanta?
Well, you know, I live in Atlanta.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know when I'm going to be home. The album just came out today, so, you know, the next few months are about to be very, very crazy for me. So I'm not sure.
Did you just buy a new penthouse here? Because somebody called earlier this morning asking you, that wanted us to ask you how the new penthouse is. I didn't know if that meant here or L.A. or New York.
Oh, no, it's definitely there.
It
you know, I originally, when I first moved to Atlanta, I moved to Mableton, and I had a spot out there. You know, my mom came down and started visiting, and she loved the spot so much that she started, it's actually funny, she started doing stuff like leaving stuff there so she'd have an excuse to come back. Hey, I left my glasses case at your house. I'm going to come down for about a week, get my glasses case. A week for your glasses case? Okay. Mom, you can just come back. You don't have to, you know. But so I actually gave that to her. And went and got myself something. I'm in the city now. I'm in Buckhead.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Neo,
shout out to the people over at Huff, by the way. They did the interior decorating for me. You know, put it together real nice for me.
Is that the shiny out, the it like reflective outside with the?
Oh, what'd you say?
So that's the store that has the reflective.
Yeah,
exterior,
yeah.
Right.
They got a lot of like really eclectic furniture in there.
So now, when you do something like that, and you've got a new place, do you go into the store and tell them stuff that you like, or do you just call them up and then when you finally get home, will you be totally surprised at how they've done it all up for you?
Well, they definitely, you know, they were sending me pictures back and forth because I was on the road the whole time they were renovating. You know, I picked the paint. And I picked out, you know, certain pieces of furniture. And, you know, but I trust the guy that put it together. You know, I trusted him to let him just go ahead and get creative with his as well. So some of the stuff when I got there, I didn't know that they were going to put up, but I was pleasantly surprised when I saw it. And then other stuff, you know, we collaborated on.
All right, so, Neo, for all the ladies listening, you have to slowly describe what your bedroom looks like.
Slowly describe what my bedroom looks like. All right, my bedroom is easily the biggest room in the whole place. It's a very, very large bed. It's a large white leather bed. Let me see. I have a lot of pillows. I have a lot of candle holders set up everywhere, you know, just in case I meet somebody that's worthy enough for me to set the mood like that for.
Is it a water bed with convenient storage underneath?
It is not a water bed because a water bed messes with my motion. I like the only motion going on to be the motion that I'm producing.
Okay.
I'm throwing water. I do have a mirror on my ceiling because I like to watch. Let me see. That's pretty much it. Very low lit.
I'm
you know, it's not a whole lot of light going on in there. You can see all of Atlanta from you know, the windows that are pretty much the whole left hand wall is our windows. You know, so you can see all of Atlanta. The view is crazy at night.
Yeah, if me and my wife could just borrow that apartment for the weekend, I'd really appreciate that.
Do you really
hook me up.
In all honesty.
I'm saying, you know, be nice to me. We'll see what happens. We'll work something out.
Do you really want to see yourself?
Plan or something.
Do you really want to see yourself doing that?
Not so much.
I'd be under the covers.
Not so much.
I'm like, hey, blow out those candles.
It's not dark enough in here. Hey, I read this morning that you're having some problems with women right now. Is this true that, like, you're having some trust issues? You don't know which ones are digging you because you're Neo, or which ones are digging you because you're the dude with a whole bunch of with a new penthouse and money and
well,
Neo.
I mean, I think that's something that a lot of people in this business go through. You know, once you get to a certain level as far as fame and money is concerned, it gets really hard to tell who's digging you for you and who's digging you for. You know, for the whole Neo factor, the money and the fame and, you know, all of that. So I honestly look at it like this. I'm not focusing on trying to find that girl. Finding girls is easy. You know, girls are all over the place. But that particular one girl is the one that's difficult to find right now. So I'm not even going to focus on it. I'm going to just basically be focused on this album that's out today and promoting it the right way and, you know, getting out there and doing shows. And I honestly feel that when it's supposed to happen, when she's supposed to, you know, magically fall into my lap, she'll do just that.
Do you have one person in your life that you sort of use as your buffer to tell if this girl is authentic or not?
The people that I work with are my closest friends. You know, that's one of the cool things about working with people that you can consider friend. You know, they're very, very verbal about, you know, who they see me with. You know, so I'll be with somebody and they'll, you know, politely behind her back be like, no, not that one. You know, I've gotten that a couple times, or I've gotten a thumbs up before. You know, if it's somebody that I feel is special, like nobody, like they don't just get to meet my mom just on a whim. Like that's not gonna happen. You know, you gotta prove yourself a little bit before you get the final test, which is moms. And mom she has yet to be wrong. You know, any girl that she's ever gave me a positive or a negative response to has always been accurate. You know, even if I didn't see it right then, like my mom would be like, I just don't think it's her. And I was like, Mom, you don't understand. I love her. And then, you know, a week later, we'd be broke up. Mom was right.
Neo joining the Burt Show, Q100.
Now, Neo, you said you're going to be all over the place because the new album coming out. But are you coming back to Atlanta for the BET Hip Hop Awards?
I do believe so. I think I got a couple of nominations. I think I have.
I was going to say, you're featured
just in case I win. Got to get out there.
Yeah,
you're featured on a couple of songs. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Talking about the new album this morning, which drops today. Here's just a sample of it. It's a single.
Today.
This is actually the New Kids on the Block.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the New Kids. Them is my people now. You know?
Did you have fun working with those guys?
I was a little skeptical about working with them in the very beginning. I'm going to be honest. You know, Jimmy Iovine from Interscope Records, he hit me about you know, working with them. And, you know, it's been, what, 15, 20 years?
Something like that.
So I was like, okay, these guys are, you know, doing the midlife crisis thing and they're trying to make me a part of it. I don't know if I want to do that. But I actually got a chance to talk to Donnie, got a chance to talk to guys, like really sit, chill with the guys, and just see how serious they are about this. Like, it's not... They're not even looking at it like, we got to get back out there. We're on the comeback trail. They're looking at it like, you know, we're brand-new artists, and we got to get out here and prove ourselves. So, like, that's what attracted me to the whole thing, like just seeing how serious and how dedicated they were to doing this real, you know. So we did a record, shot the video in my hometown, went out and shot it in Vegas. And, yeah, man, it came together real nice.
Is that pretty standard for you, like when an artist approaches you to work with them? Does there have to be that sit-down meeting where you look in their eyes, or can a name alone make you say, yes, I'll work with you?
Well, the name alone can make me consider it, you know. I've been lucky enough to not have worked with anybody yet that I actually got to meet them, and they try not to be a jerk. You know, I haven't done that yet. You don't always get to do the initial sit-down because, you know, their schedules won't permit or my schedule won't permit, you know. So, but when I do get to do it, it normally makes for a better session all the way around, you know.
What artists have pitched you recently that you're still considering that you haven't decided yay or nay yet on?
There's nobody that I haven't decided yet on. The people I'm about to work with, there's not a whole lot of people I'm about to work with just because, you know, the album is out, so I got to move around. But Marilyn Manson's people reached out.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. So we're trying to put that together right now. I just recently did a session with Michael Bolton, which was really, really cool.
That is awesome.
Okay. I mean, you really like to stretch yourself there, don't you? I mean, you don't want to be pigeonholed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's diversity. Diversity is the name of the game. At the end of the day, I want people to be able to say that Neo was a great songwriter. Not an R&B songwriter, not a pop songwriter, but just a songwriter, period.
That's awesome.
It's Neo joining the Burt Show on Q100. We're going to talk more about You're the Gentleman here in just a second. So a couple of weeks ago, I got to ask you about this. You win a boatload of money from R. Kelly. It's like $700,000 or something.
Roughly, yeah.
Roughly 700 grand. It's actually a little more than that.
So he's got to pay for that furniture somehow.
Right. Now, I think the assumption at first was that you sort of felt like they booted you off the tour because you were kicking ass, and the R. Kelly people might have been getting a little bit jealous of that whole situation, so they let you go. Did anybody in his camp ever say that to you, or was that just sort of a feeling you got?
No, nobody said that to me. Of course they're not going to say, you're doing better than R. Kelly, so you got to go. No, that's not... You know, they'd never admit that. That's what I felt was wrong because I couldn't find any other reason for them to kick me off the tour. Like we were going above and beyond, you know, just to make sure that everybody was comfortable with us. Like we were doing things that were just out of the ordinary, you know, putting up with stuff that nobody should have to put up with, you know. And then for him to kick me off the tour for what? Like I couldn't find any other reason why he would have kicked me off.
Did they give you an official reason?
They said something about some contracts or something, which was a complete bull because my manager, Tango, he's the businessman. There is no contract that's ever going to come my way where all the T's aren't going to be crossed and the I's dotted and it laminated and put in a pretty package. Like, he's going to make sure that everything is taken care of the way it's supposed to be, you know. So that was absolute crap.
After you heard that you weren't going to be on the tour anymore, did you personally like reach out to R. Kelly and go, dude, let's just do this one-on-one, man-to-man here?
I tried to reach out to R. Kelly one time, and this was before any talks of me being off the tour was even considered. This is when I first got on the tour. I tried to go to him and thank him for actually putting me on the tour, and his security people shooed me away like I was, you know, some annoying little fan. Like, get out of here.
No kidding.
Really?
Yeah. I've never seen R. Kelly's face.
Wow. Come on, really?
I've never spoken two words to this man. Never.
Do you think if you guys were face to face that it would be awkward or weird, or would you?
I mean, it wouldn't
him?
Be weird for me because I don't hold grudges. I don't have any grudge against R. Kelly. I think he felt what he felt when he felt it and did what he had to do. You know, unfortunately, it cost him $700,000, but you know, it is what it is.
That'll wipe out a grudge pretty quickly. You give me $700,000, I'm feeling pretty good about things. Here's more from the album. You're the Gentleman, available. I was on YouTube, and there's a video of you kind of giving MTV viewers a sneak peek in the studio of what's on the album. And I'm not saying this in a bad way. While you were listening to your own music in the studio, it made me realize that you really like your own music.
love what you do.
You really do. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. Right. Like, you were really jamming out to your own tunes.
Absolutely. I mean, I got to be a fan of me first before anybody else can. Mm-hmm.
You're proud of this album.
I'm very, very proud of this album. I honestly think that this album is some of my best work.
In what way? What makes this any different or better than the rest of the Neo stuff?
He wrote it and he sings it.
Well, I mean, that's true about all three albums. But this one, from a standpoint of diversity, you know, like, I was really proud of the fact that I was allowed to step out of my comfort zone and try some new things, you know. Mm-hmm. Just with songs like Closer, and there's a song on the album called Part of the List that's very much, almost alternative rocky sound. You know, and it's just allowing me to do that. You know, I was proud of my fans for riding with me on that, and proud of myself for even being brave enough to take the chance.
I read yesterday, and I don't know if this is true, because you never know what is true or not on the internet, that you just weren't real happy with the whole R&B world, and you're like, I got to step up and do something.
Pretty much. That's pretty much what it was. I was just kind of bored with it, you know what I mean? Like, everybody was kind of doing the same thing, sounding the same, so I needed to step out of it and just find some other inspiration, so that's what I did.
And are you headed out on tour anytime soon? When can your fans come see you?
We're putting together the promo tour right now. I don't know exactly when we're moving out, just because we got to figure out who we're going to go with.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to go out just, you know, by myself. Not saying that I couldn't, but I just think it would make more sense. Like, I was trying to put something together with Robin Thicke.
Me and
John Legend were talking about doing something. So we're just trying to find what's going to make the most sense.
Boy, there'd be a lot of baby making in this city after
yes,
that show.
Would.
Boy, man, I would get some just for getting the tickets.
Yeah, you would.
You should give away those ceiling mirrors at the concert.
Seriously. Hey, Neo, good luck.
Mama, I appreciate it.
Good luck with the new album.
Thank you, sir.
And thank you for writing the song about wanting an independent woman. I think those lyrics are really powerful. And
absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Cool
I wrote
that.
It about you.
Oh, thank you.
He knew.
Hey.
He knew that's where you're at in your life
no,
right
I'm,
now.
I'm serious about that. A male artist writing about independent women and those lyrics being really impactful coming from a guy is really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, next time you're back in Atlanta, we'd love to have you back in the studio, man. We'd love having you.
Definitely. Definitely.
All right. Good luck.
All right, man. Take care.
Thanks, Neo. Bye-bye. Cause I can't build the ground. So guy's still so grounded.
Yeah. I love
him. Grounded, yeah. There's a lot of love there, right?
Yeah, and he has a mirror above his bed.
And there's another reason.
You like that, huh?
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.